The purpose of daily quiet time with God, you know, memorizing and meditating on scripture and taking our prayer time to deeper levels, is not so we can be better men, husbands, and fathers. That's the result of those disciplines.
Uh-huh.
The purpose is to deepen our relationship with God.
Welcome to Champions Arise. Are you a champion? I'm not referring to an Olympic champion or a sports hero. I'm talking about a champion for God in what you do in the world and in your home. And have you arisen? Have you moved from mediocrity and a ho-hum, boring Christian life to aggressively seeking a daily, deeper love relationship with God? I'm Foster Brown, and I'm with Kent Darcy. Together, over the past few programs, we've challenged men to start daily quiet times with God, to journal, to memorize and meditate on Scripture, and to deepen their prayer lives. For some of you, these programs have changed your lives. For others, even after hearing these programs, life is the same as it's always been. So what's the difference? What is the secret to a changed life? The answer to that question is our topic today on Champions Arise. So please stay with us.
Some say becoming a man is as simple as reaching a certain age. But at Champions Arise, we don't define manhood by a date on the calendar, but instead by one's personal choices of character and valor. Discover with us how to stand firm in the battle of life and allow Christ Jesus, the supreme model of manhood, to determine your motives and actions. Champions Arise is your program to succeed in what matters most. To learn more about Champions Arise, go to championsarise.org.
Kent, before we started recording our program today, you told me that this was a critical program for men to grasp. Can you explain why you said that?
Yeah, well, in this series, we've been discussing material from the book Every Man a Warrior by Lonnie Berger. And soon our programs are going to start talking about practical areas where men face challenges. We'll discuss money and marriage, raising children, the workplace. We'll cover purity and dealing with hard times. But we can't work on these issues until we lay a strong biblical foundation in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we can't lay a strong biblical foundation in our lives without making changes, course corrections, if you will. You know, at the beginning of the program, you described two groups of men, the group who are applying what they've learned and the group of men who haven't. Basically, one group has taken James 1, verse 22 to heart, and to be blunt, the other hasn't. James 1, 22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says."
Some of us may be more familiar with another version which says, "But be ye doers of the word not hearers only, deceiving your own selves."
Yeah. I mean, we need to do what the verses say, not just hear them. You know, even agreeing with them doesn't help if we don't apply them to our lives. And this is important, mainly because in this series, we've been teaching the building blocks for a love relationship with God. But this is how Jesus described a love relationship with God. In John 14, verse 23, it says, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Jesus also said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Choosing to be obedient by denying ourselves is not always easy. Mm-hmm. You know, Lonnie Berger shares an example of this in his book. He tells of a couple, they were referred to him because they were deeply in debt. They both worked, but they had a large mortgage on a big house. And they took out a second mortgage to buy a second home on a lake and a boat.
Oh.
You know, and they were referred to Lonnie because they were about to become bankrupt.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, now when Lonnie asked this couple what they felt needed to change, they both got angry and they said, "Well, whatever we do, we're not going to lower our standard of living."
Oh, dear. That reminds me of when Jesus said, "You cannot serve both God and money."
Uh-huh. Yeah. But basically, you can't serve God and anything else.
Explain yourself.
Well, the example of the couple with the two houses dealt with money. And as I mentioned, we're going to discuss handling money in a godly way in an upcoming program. But a man can't move to that stage until he has a strong foundation in the Word, which requires quiet times and the other steps we've discussed in this series. And we aren't going to have quiet times if sleep is more important, or playing sports is more important, or work is more important. Or relaxing because we deserve it after a long, hard day is more important. Anything short of obedience is disobedience.
Mm. So you're saying that if I choose to spend the night playing on the computer and don't have time for quiet time, I'm being disobedient?
Well, I think if we're honest, we have an amazing capacity to live in denial.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we believe we can do both, and we usually can't. You know, men believe they can overcome anger or sexual temptation or have a vibrant Christian life without the daily discipline of quiet times with God. You know, Lonnie Berger gave an example of this too. He was having breakfast with a leader of a large Christian fellowship. And when the church first opened, it started with just a few families. But in 10 years, it had grown to having over 600 people attending services. And the leader was with Lonnie, and they were having breakfast, and he explained that he had two other full-time associates and a competent administrative staff, but he was frustrated by the lack of mature spiritual leaders that were available to run the different departments of the church.
Hmm.
You know, as the senior leader, he was tired and overwhelmed. So Lonnie began to ask him questions and to focus on two key areas. First, he said, "What are you doing to build your men spiritually?" And second, "How effectively are the church leaders training men to do the work of ministry?" Well, to his surprise, the leader said that he felt the church was doing fine in those areas. So Lonnie probed a little deeper and asked him, "What percentage of people in your fellowship are having daily time of study and meditating on the Word of God? And how many people were leading people to Christ?" What Lonnie was hoping to find out was, you know, are they having daily quiet times and are they sharing their faith? Well, the response from the leader was the same to each question. "I don't know. But I think most of them." However, Lonnie knew that this was probably not the case.
That's an interesting example, Ken. Yeah. And let's explore that in more detail in just a moment. But in case you've just tuned in, you're listening to Champions Arise. I'm Foster Brown, and I'm joined by Kent Darcy. We're discussing the secret to a changed life based on the book Every Man a Warrior by Lonnie Berger. Kent, the example you just gave from Lonnie Berger's book is disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the lead pastor and the men in the church thought everything was okay, but it wasn't. How did they get to that place?
Well, the leader obviously didn't understand, you know, what it takes to produce spiritually mature leaders. Reading the Bible and praying regularly is essential because attending church once a week isn't enough to create solid spiritual leaders. Any more than, you know, men can play a game of soccer on the weekends, but don't lift weights, don't practice plays, and don't build up their endurance, could play soccer with a professional team. It just doesn't happen.
That makes sense. But men don't connect the same principle to their spiritual life, do they?
Exactly, exactly. But the purpose of daily quiet time with God, you know, memorizing and meditating on Scripture and taking our prayer time to deeper levels, is not so we can be better men, husbands, and fathers. That's the result of those disciplines.
Uh-huh.
The purpose is to deepen our relationship with God. And a deep relationship with God results in a changed life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the neat thing about a changed life is a man who has a deep love relationship with God is going to positively impact his wife, his kids, and his world. And we all know that this world needs the impact of Christian men
Amen.
Who love the Lord with all their heart and soul and mind and strength.
Amen. But in a lot of cases, that isn't what we see in the world today, is it?
No. No. In many cases, it seems like the world and its ways have washed away the impact of God's church instead of the other way around. In fact, some years ago, there was a book called The Frog in the Kettle. It was by George Barna. And the book describes how if you have a pot of hot water and drop a frog in it, the frog will quickly jump out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put that same frog in a pot that contains water that is room temperature, the frog will stay in. But as you turn the heat up, the frog doesn't notice it because it's cold-blooded. So the frog never hops out and eventually is killed. And Barna's point in the book was that many Christians are lukewarm like that frog. And as the society gets more sinful, Christians aren't responding with God's truth because they don't know the Word of God. And because of that, they're acting the same way as non-believers.
Yes.
You know, basically, if we aren't having regular quiet time with God and developing a deeper love relationship with Him, our lives aren't going to reflect the change that the world needs to see. You know, Christians are called to be good influences on society. You know, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It'll be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless.
And that's not the place that any of us wants to be.
No. But as Christian men, you know, those men who have come to faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior and therefore have a living relationship with Him, we must take an honest look at our spiritual lives. Are we doing the things that are necessary to deepen our relationship with God and be thoroughly equipped for every good work, as the Apostle Paul wrote? Or are we pretending? You know, we've been focusing on James 1:22 about not just hearing the word, but doing it. But let's read this verse in its full context. This is James 1, verses 20 through 25. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and all evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you've heard, then God will bless you for doing it. The secret of a changed life is choosing to love and obey God and receive his blessings.
I also noticed that looking intently into the Word of God was an important part of that verse.
Yes, yes. That is why memorization and meditation are part of the process of deepening our relationship with God. You know, King David, who was described as a man after God's own heart, wrote in the Psalms, "Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law." He also wrote, "Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Mm-hmm. You know, God wants these scriptures to be the desire of all Christian men. And then we can receive the blessing we read about in Psalm 1, where it says, "You will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. And in whatever he does, he prospers." You know, we all have difficulties in life. To face these challenges as a champion means we need to build on the right foundation. The foundation of time with God and his word.
Kent, this has been another challenging teaching. So let's go over those main points again.
Okay, sure. We focused on the verse in James 1:22 that says it's not enough to just be hearers of the word. We also discussed that the Bible says if we truly love God, we'll be obedient to his commands and we'll do them. And our listeners can learn more about this in Lesson 8 of Lonnie Berger's book, Every Man a Warrior.
Thanks, Kent. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, part of the Champions Arise team. As Foster and Kent have been discussing a daily quiet time, which includes spending time in God's Word, I'd like to leave you today with a quote from Charles Haddon Spurgeon, who was a British preacher from the mid to late 1800s. Spurgeon said, "Oh, to be bathed in a text of Scripture, and to let it be sucked up into your very soul, till it saturates your heart. Set your heart upon God's word. Let your whole nature be plunged into it as a cloth into a dye." What a great image. Now, let me pray for you as we wrap up the program. Lord, I pray right now for the one who is listening, as well as for all of us who are part of Champions Arise around the world. May we be men of your word. May we read it, study it, meditate on it, completely plunge ourselves into it. And may the words of the Bible saturate our hearts and minds so that we no longer look and act like the world around us, but more like Jesus. It is in his name we pray. Amen.
I want to thank you for listening to Champions Arise, where men are equipped and strengthened to meet their God-given potential. Today we discuss the secret and impact of a changed life. The material for this program is taken from Lesson 8 in the book Every Man a Warrior by Lonnie Berger. His book can be used by individuals, small groups, or in a class at your church. For more information on this book, or to hear this or any of our previous programs in the series, visit our website at championsarise.org. I'm Foster Brown with Kent Darcy. Thank you for listening to Champions Arise. May God mold you into the man he knows you can be.